found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon to you. Jim and Trent, we say hello here on a Thursday. You can always get in on the program. Just give us a ring at 264-1700. That is 264-1700. Great show lined up. Chris Dobertine, SB Nation Bracketology, will be our guest at about 420. Derek Peck, BC Divide, at 440. He'll have his thoughts on the Iowa Hawkeyes. And right after that, in the 5 o'clock hour, about 5:20, Ken Silverstein, Big Ten Conference Insider. All right, here we are. Trent, how are you today, kid? And are you excited about Saturday, or maybe not?
No, I'm ready for this one. We have two compelling matchups in the Big Four Classic. Got a great Saturday night football game with the Chiefs and the Chargers. Did they regain a little bit of mojo? So, yeah, we still got another day before we get there, though, Jimmy B. Still got a football Friday we'll have to put in the books, and there's precious few left of the football Fridays here throughout the season. Got bowl games starting up on Saturday. We get to see the Big Four back in action after the week away, but I'm ready for it, Jim. I'm ready for there. It's been a long week. I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's dealing with you every day.
Well, I'm sure that that has something to do with it, but there hasn't been anything local to really, you know, the teams haven't been playing due to finals, and so it's kind of been stagnant from that standpoint. Doesn't mean that we haven't been able to watch some good games, football and basketball. We have. Drake up at Minnesota was a real surprise, but no, I think that's probably it, and I'm sure you can include me in there as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, that goes without saying, right, Jimmy B?
That's a given. Yeah,
right. Yeah. Well, let's start to get into these matchups of the Big Four a little bit more. But before, we look at, well, let's start with game one. It's the appetizer. Game two is two teams that feel like maybe they can be NCAA tournament teams with you and I, Iowa State. Right now, Drake, though the rebuild is happening and there's hope certainly with Nico Medved and what he is doing, they're not thinking NCAA tournament. And Iowa, though they were a team expected out of the state to do that, they can't be thinking that way either. They got a long, long road before we can realistically talk about the Hawkeyes being an NCAA tournament team. It's going to take a lot of wins to get there.
I'm with you 100%. They pretty much have dug their own grave and did it early and often, and it cracks me up when you like talk to some folks or you look at those goofy message boards and Hawk fans are like just putting down Drake like they're, you know, yesterday's garbage. After what you and I watched on Monday night, neither one of us believe that's going to be the case. And I think they're thinking that even though the Hawks are under 500, let me repeat that. Your non-conference schedule, now you have played two Big Ten games that you lost, one at home, one on the road. But your non-conference schedule combined with those two Big Ten games, you are under 500. I think, Trent, you and I both thought they'd have, what, at least 9, 10, maybe even 11 wins at this time? And they don't. And so you just don't know which team is going to show up. And if the team that showed up, meaning Drake, shows up against Iowa the way they showed up at Minnesota, Hawks are in trouble.
I thought Iowa would be 9-2 right now. I thought they were going to lose to Cincinnati in the title game in the Cayman Islands Classic. Instead of that, they played in the 7th place game and snuck by UAB. Thought they'd lose to Virginia Tech, not the fashion that they did when the wheels fell apart in the second half. But I figured they'd beat Penn State at home. They go on the road and beat a young Indiana team. Of course, neither of those happen. They go on the road to lose to Iowa State. This team is a huge disappointment, and it is Drake, Jimmy B. And though Drake has the win against Wake Forest, that game against Minnesota where they played so well, gave Colorado a good run, it is still Drake. So I understand people overlooking this team, but I was in no position to do that. That's the thing. It's really, I don't think anything, and it's not a look down upon Drake. It's just, you have to look in your own house, and the own house right now for Iowa, it's bad. It's really bad. Beating Southern is not going to suddenly cure the ills of this basketball team. They got big-time problems.
I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. And like what we've discussed a little bit yesterday, we talked about if Drake is hitting the three ball, which they did against Minnesota, Minnesota dominated in the lane. I figured Iowa, with their height advantage, will most likely do the same thing. But if Drake is successful in countering from the outside, we all know Hawks struggled to defend the three. So can't they keep this game close enough to really keep it interesting and may have a shot? And for Drake, and what Nico Medved has done so far is just unbelievable. I mean, if he has them, think of this, Trent. We always sit and we talk about when the Valley Tournament comes around, oh, the Drake Invitational. And they've been there for umpteen years now.
Mm-hmm.
If they avoid the Drake Invitational, isn't that their goal? Avoid the Drake Invitational? I mean, to me, that would be a terrific season then for this team.
Absolutely, yeah. Not playing on that Thursday night, being in the quarterfinals, that's something that is a rare occurrence too. And they have experience. Timmer's a very good player. Woodward's a nice player. McMurray, they got guys. They're limited in what they can do up front. They don't have a bunch of big bodies that they can throw out there. But certainly this team you look at, and they have a chance to do some good things. I just like the way they play, you know, and taking some of the limitations that they have. And Nico Medved, instead of making excuses, he's rolled up his sleeves and said, well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take all these guards we're going to have, and we're going to fire from the outside. And they're hitting nearly 43% from downtown. Timmer, even though he struggled against Minnesota, he's shooting 53% from downtown this year. And you know he's doing it at a high level and high volume of shots that he takes. So you go through, you mentioned Iowa defensively. They're not awful against the three. I think they're 32% is what they've given up this year. They're fifth in the Big Ten out of 14. So they're not awful by any means, but it's not just giving up threes. They're just bad defensively. And Drake has some guys that can get into the lane. It's not just their shooting from the outside, but the quickness they have. And this is a question that we've had throughout about Iowa. What do you do with this defense? Things are not going to change. You're not going to get a burst of athleticism from Jordan Bohannon. Brady Ellingson is not going to turn into a lockdown defender. Isaiah Moss is probably still going to be lost the rest of this season on the defensive end. It's the same thing that happened a year ago. Now, Macy Daly has a little bit, but overall, your guards, Connor McCaffrey, who some people believe might be the savior of this team, slow down on that one. Even him, he's not an elite defender. He's long, but he doesn't have great foot quickness by any way. So I continue to bring this up because I think it's important, and it's frustrating because, Jim, we talked about this during the summer. I wanted to see Fran McCaffrey go in when they went over to that trip in Europe and find something to cure the ills from a year ago. Yes, having a rim protector. Tyler Cook has been more aggressive on the defensive end trying to block shots, and you have Luka Garza, a big body that you can throw in there, but it's still just a freshman out there. But find a zone defense that's yours. Find a zone. And I don't care what it is. A 1-3-1, a 2-3, they switch, they do a bunch of different things. Matchup zone, whatever it is. But find something that you're going to dedicate yourself to. And they didn't do that. It's back to switching defenses. Oh, this isn't working. Let's try something else. And you never get good at something when you're changing back and forth between, well, a bunch of garbage. A bunch of garbage still equals garbage, Jimmy B. And that's what this defense is at the very least. If you know this was going to be the zone defense that we're going to run, and you're doing it in practice every day, and you're working on it every day, well, even though you might have some limitations to it, at the very least, guys will know what they're doing, they'll know the rotations, and that would help out. But here we are, middle of December, still talking about it, and it's not going to change for this year.
No, it's not. Okay, let's go to the other game, Iowa State UNI. And this one, Trent, has all the makings of really contrasting styles.
Mm-hmm.
Iowa State wants to get up and down the floor, push that pace. UNI wants to slow it up, make you run clock, and will work, make you work defensively. Where are you now on these two teams?
Well, you mentioned the tempo component. You're right. UNI, they play at a snail's pace. That happens every year. I saw over at KenPom, they're 350th in the country in terms of tempo. For reference, in college basketball, there's 351 teams. Second slowest in terms of tempo, adjusted tempo, at KenPom. That shows you, yes, they will like to slow it down. Iowa State, they don't play very fast themselves, though, Jim. This is not the Hoiberg teams of chucking threes. Not a team that's going to get out there in the ways we see in the past. Take a stab. Where do you think Iowa State is this year in terms of tempo?
Well, I know they're averaging over 80 points a game. I'm going to say their tempo, about 150.
Yeah, 171. Just okay. The tempo, that's right. Possessions per 40 minutes. So this is not the fast-paced team that we've seen in the past of Iowa State. You and I, the two bigs, when Carlson and Cook are playing at their best, they're very difficult to beat. They're difficult not just for a team like Iowa State, but upper echelon teams, you know, top 25 teams. You and I can be that good when both of those guys are clicking. That doesn't happen very often that you have two big guys playing well. And Carlson had that great game against UNLV. He did it where he didn't shoot it from the outside. But then against Texas Arlington, he was hitting shots from the outside. He can do a lot of things, but who matches up with Cook? Obviously, it'll be Solomon Young from the get-go. I think you and I is going to make, a concerted effort right away. Let's get the bigs going. Let's see if we can get this Iowa State team that isn't very deep, get them to some foul trouble and roll from there.
Yep, I'm with you. I'm just want to see how this one plays out. It's a fascinating matchup. It really is. Just because of the difference in the way these coaches like to set things up. And I just want to see how Carlson and Cook match up with that lineup that Steve Prohm is going to throw at them, and then bring Lard off the bench to continue that size. This will be the game within a game, and I think this one's really got a lot of intriguing factors about it.
You know, up front also, what you and I can do defensively against that three guard lineup, and we've seen Tywan Pickford what a stud he has been, getting rebounds, averaging over 10 rebounds per game for a 6'4" guard. I talked with Gary Rima earlier today, myself and Ken, and he told us he leads the country in rebounding for guys 6'5" and under. That's pretty good for the freshmen from up in Minneapolis. But what they do, and what are they going to get out of Wyatt Lowhouse now? Started to get a little bit more acclimated, seeing the floor a little bit more as he has battled a bunch of injuries here over the last year plus. Lowhouse, what he can give them, hauled him in off the bench. They got a slew of guys that they can throw out there, and what they're going to do against that three-guard lineup. You're right. The game inside of the game is going to be a big piece of this. I told you the other day, I think Iowa State will probably open up as a slight favorite. Mm-hmm. Is that where you would put it, or would you think that maybe it is Iowa, you and I that should be favored in this game?
I just think name recognition will be the difference in that line a little bit. And because Iowa State's reputation, you know, all those straight years of going to the tournament and getting to Sweet 16, all of that, I think probably two and a half, three maybe. That, to me, that seems about right.
Well, we'll find out tomorrow. Probably, hopefully during the show, it'll pop out and we'll tell you exactly what the Vegas point spread is for that one. We're going to come back. We got more college basketball talk to kick off the show. Chris Dobertine will be joining us from SB Nation. We'll get Chris's thoughts on not just these matchups, but also you and Iowa State, how they position themselves going into conference play to maybe put together a resume good enough to be in the NCAA tournament. We'll get into that with him. How deep of a hole the Big Ten and Iowa in particular have dug themselves with their bad non-conference. We'll talk about that. And Jimmy B, we're talking about the depth of the Big Ten, at least for this season in college basketball. There's another major conference, though, that's really struggling right now. In fact, struggling even more than the Big Ten. Do you know who it is?
Well, it's a major conference?
Yeah, a major conference.
Is it the Pac-12?
It is the Pac-12. Arizona State has been a great story. They're undefeated. Their own win last Sunday against Kansas blew out Xavier in a neutral court game. But outside of them, lean pickings. Arizona starting to pick themselves up. Preseason top five team. But look at the bottom of that league. There are some bad, bad basketball teams. Oregon State, Washington State, Cal, Stanford. All these teams really struggling right now. And that's maybe another positive for a team like you and I. If the Big Ten only gets three or four teams in, and the Pac-12 only gets three or four teams in, you still got to put 68 in the bracket, Jimmy B. You still have
to get
there. And a team like you and I, if they can put together a solid conference run, maybe they're a team that benefits from this season. It's Jimmy B and TC. We'll come back on the other side talking more college basketball on the Big Talker 1700.
Hey, it's Bill Ryder. Nice to be talking to the home crowd again in Central Iowa, where I was raised, where I got married. The show is right on you, 5 to 9 p.m. weekdays on Des Moines' Big Talker 1700 KBGG.
Hey, guys, Trent Condon here from 1700. You've been hearing me for a couple of months talk about New Leaf Wellness. I'm on a couple of programs helping me lose weight, and it has worked outstanding for me. The two treatment programs that I'm on right now, the GAC and the MIC, helping me with my energy levels, weight loss, increasing muscle tone. It's worked wonderfully for me. New Leaf Wellness has a lot of different programs they can help with guys out there. Low testosterone, maybe you're battling migraines, looking to lose weight, or maybe you just hit a plateau in your workout system. New Leaf Wellness can help you like they've helped me. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. New year right around the corner. It's New Leaf Wellness. 650-1358.
Sponsored by ADT. Home isn't just a place. It's the feeling of knowing you're safe. ADT lets you take that feeling with you. Learn more at ADT.com.
The premier college basketball event in the Midwest, the Hy-Vee Classic, returns to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, Saturday, December 16th. See the Iowa Hawkeyes take on the Drake Bulldogs at 1 p.m., followed by the Iowa State Cyclones and the UNI Panthers at 3:30. Tickets are available now at HyVeeTix.com, the Wells Fargo Arena box office, any Des Moines or Ames Hy-Vee location, or by calling 844-55-HY-VEE.
Since 1920, Fulton and Hay has been the industry leader as a supplier to the food service industry. Everyone can cook like the pros with the latest and greatest cooking supplies and accessories. Let their experts help you select the perfect kitchen equipment and utensils to meet your needs. Bring out your inner chef with one of their monthly cooking classes. Visit their showroom, exit I-235 at East Euclid, 2701 Delaware, or visit their website at boltonhay.com. They can really make you cook.
This is Jake Sweezy from 1700 KBGG. 94% of crashes are caused by human error. Step up and take responsibility when you're behind the wheel. Make zero fatalities your goal.
Looking for your next holiday tradition? Well, look no further. A holiday light tour presented by Luxor Limousines. Custom-built routes including Jolly Holiday Lights, 2-, 3-, and even 4-hour tours. From the smallest to the largest groups, Google Luxor Limousines Des Moines. That's Luxor with two X's.
Black and Cardinal Divide is the first website dedicated to the Cy-Hawk rivalry. We cover both the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones.
This is Cody, and I cover Iowa State.
And I'm Derek, his younger brother, who covers the Hawkeyes.
We'd like to encourage you to jump over to bcdivide.com. Tune in Wednesdays and Thursday nights as we will talk all things Cyclones and Hawkeyes.
Jump over to bcdivide.com. Join us for daily banter and our social media pages at bcdivide. As brothers and fans of different teams, we grew up with a heated Cy-Hawk rivalry within our own family.
Join us at bcdivide.com to embrace the rivalry.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at therookiesportscards.com.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind, and our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
If you're sick and tired of the same old delivery options, I have an idea for you. It's Food Dudes Delivery. Food Dudes Delivery delivers for restaurants that normally don't deliver food. And with over 50 restaurants across the metro, Food Dudes Delivery can find whatever you're craving. And for listeners of Jimmy B and TC, $2 off any order of $20 or more. Just use the coupon code JBTC. That's JBTC for $2 off your next order of $20 or more. Food Dudes Delivery. Online, fooddudesdelivery.com.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, we continue all the way to six. Yeah. Oh, man, somebody needs to swab that guy's tonsils.
You don't know who that is, Jimmy B?
No, who was that? Who was that?
How dare you? How dare you? You are an
who
old man.
Who was that?
You
who
are...
Who was that?
That's Eddie Vedder.
That wasn't... Eddie Vedder? Are you kidding?
Do you know who Eddie Vedder is?
Yes, he's an old rotten dog like me. And he's still trying to sing?
Old rotten dog? How old do you think Eddie Vedder is?
50s? Late 50s?
Probably not late, I wouldn't say. That's a good question. Let's see. How old is Eddie Vedder?
Eddie Vedder's age. Here
52.
We go.
52. 52.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I'm a Pearl Jam fan. Last summer, I went to Wrigley Field and watched Pearl Jam, and it was awesome. We go to, not Wrigley Field, but Chicago for our next guest, a guy that has been there a time or two, I'm going to guess. Chris Dobertine joining us. What's up, Chris?
Yeah, a time or two. Yeah, we're like a time or 200 at this point.
Yeah,
during the summer. Yeah, if you follow Chris on Twitter, you'll see a lot of trips to Wrigley Field. Did you make it to the Pearl Jam concert? Not last summer, but the summer before.
I did not make it to the Pearl Jam concert the summer before last. I did not, unfortunately.
Oh well, next.
I've only gotten to like a couple Wrigley shows in my time, which is very disappointing.
It's very cool. It was an experience that I didn't know how it was going to be. It was my first one, and yes, I tell anybody, if you have a chance, whatever musical act, whatever you like, when there's something there, it's so cool to see, and certainly happy I was there. But we're not here to talk Eddie Vedder. We're not even here to talk Cubs. We're here to talk college basketball with Chris Dobertine, bloggingthebracket.com, a great resource for college basketball fans. Not just what you do with your bracketology, but so many other things. One of my favorite things to look at throughout the summertime is as you update the non-conference tournaments, the exempt tournaments that are out there. Mm-hmm. But we're down to, what, a few precious ones left in the college calendar?
Yeah, we will have two coming up over Christmas week, and that's at the Big Diamond Head Classic, which will be fun because that has Miami and USC and a couple very interesting mid-majors. The Middle Tennessee, of course, who's knocked off a Big Ten team in each of the last two NCAA tournaments will be there, and Princeton as well, along with Davidson, New Mexico State, a couple teams you might be seeing in the tournament. And the other one is the Las Vegas Classic, which is the other tournament they play at the Orleans Arena. And that's not so good this year. Nevada will be the big attraction there. But they're playing Southern Illinois, Duquesne, and San Francisco are the other three teams in that field. So it's not really, not quite on that level as a Hawaii tournament is.
Oh, boy. Didn't they have Carolina, Kentucky, and, I mean, they had some big-name teams. Was that last year? Help me out, Chris.
That's a different one. That's the CBS event that's actually in New Orleans this year, and that's going to be on the Saturday before Christmas. They rotate that around.
All right.
Well,
taking
a peek ahead already to next year, we're not even, barely a month into the season. I know Iowa State's going to Maui next year, and is Iowa, are they playing in New York in some event, is that right?
Yes, they're playing in the 2K with Syracuse and UConn and Oregon. So that'll be a very interesting quartet there.
Interesting. Okay, why does the Big Ten, maybe with the exception of Michigan State, Purdue, and
that's it, Jim.
Minnesota.
No, Minnesota.
The edge. Okay, they're on the edge, yeah. Two teams. Why is it sucking so bad this year?
I think a lot of it has to do with, I'm looking kind of at the records, and there's a lot of teams here that are going to have, you know, relatively good records going into Big Ten play, but I think they're going to be in trouble because, as I pointed out my big non-conference scheduling series, there was so many games the Big Ten teams scheduled against teams from outside of the Ken Pom top 250, really, you know, the bottom of the barrel. And I think that really is A, putting them at a disadvantage in that it's going to hurt their metrics long term, but it's also not really preparing them for those instances where they have to go in there and play an ACC Big Ten Challenge game or an early season, you know, December conference game, which we have this year because of the decision to play the conference tournament in New York.
Chris, what's the theory behind it? This is something that has drove me crazy with Iowa, but it's not just an Iowa problem. It's a Big Ten problem. I know the SEC kind of visited this a couple of years back, and you look at the way that things are breaking for the SEC. They're looking upwards 7, 8, maybe 9 teams getting into the tournament because of the way they scheduled. Why is the Big Ten? Is it because of just the way that you had the early conference games this year? Hey, instead of bringing in a mid-level MAC team, Summit League team, let's bring in a Summit League team. We know we'll get a win and get ready for that. I mean, is it as simple as that, or is this something deeper, psychology-wise, inside the conference as it pertains to scheduling?
This has been a deeper problem because it's been a similar situation when I've looked at non-conference schedules the past couple of years. Now, granted, you know, the past couple of seasons, I only looked at power conferences, but still, it was a pretty obvious thing that you're looking at the Big Ten, and there's a pretty significant gap in what they're doing and what everybody else is doing, especially when you compare the ACC and the SEC when they have similar, you know, membership levels of 14 or 15 teams. So it's really kind of a long-term thing, and I think that it's something they really need to look at in the league office a little bit more closely because, you know, it's going on 18 years since Michigan State won a national championship, and Big Ten teams have not been making Final Four trips as frequently as ACC teams in particular have. So I think that that's something they really need to focus on and kind of getting those RPI metrics in the beginning of the season built up. Because if everybody's playing a stronger non-conference schedule, as the SEC is doing this year, you know, a rising tide lifts all boats, and that's exactly what it is. When you get everybody's RPI in the non-conference up a little bit better, that's going to boost everybody's numbers in turn in January, February, and March.
What do you think of the Big Ten? And look, we all know why they moved the tournament to New York. It's just a shameful money grab. But what do you think of them doing that and now playing their tournament a week before because they had to acquiesce to the Big East or the ACC?
I think there's going to be a major problem for the Big Ten, especially since nobody did what, you know, St. Mary's has done in the past. They've scheduled like a game after the WCC tournament, really kind of showcased themselves. They didn't go out there and schedule any, you know, non-conference games late, which was kind of theorized. They might find somebody from, you know, say the SoCon or the A-Sun, you know, just to get out there and play another game and showcase themselves in front of the committee during that dead week. And I think, you know, with everybody else having tournaments wrapping up on selection weekend, that could really put Big Ten bubble teams at a disadvantage, especially if they get knocked out very early in New York.
So, Chris, I want to jump over to the Big 12 with you. And Iowa State, after the 0-2 start, including that loss to UW-Milwaukee, where everybody said, oh, maybe this is even going to be worse than we anticipated. They bounce back. They keep winning games. But there's still work to be had for the Cyclones. We know that. The depth of the Big 12 is incredible this year. Has Iowa State done enough where, say, a 500-type record at least keeps them in the conversation? Or is there still work to be had in your mind for the Cyclones from that?
Yeah, I think a 500 record should keep them in touch because right now, looking at KenPom in particular, everybody is in the top 70. Iowa State's the lowest-ranked team at 64. So they're going to be quality wins to be had in league play. I think that Saturday's game against Northern Iowa is very important because both teams are kind of in that bubble conversation right now. But they have opportunities to kind of grow through the season, you know, through January and February in particular, as they get into league play to get some quality wins and kind of surprising people.
In with the Big 12 seems to just be a loaded conference. Only Oklahoma State, who kicked a couple of players off the team today, being the man out. Could we really see 9 teams out of the Big 12 get in, Mr. Bracketology Boy?
I think that's going to be tough. I think that's going to be a little tough to do. One thing the Big 12 does have, you know, working to its advantage is they play that extra non-conference game in January, you know, against an SEC foe. And looking at Iowa State's schedule in particular, they get a really good draw on their end of it. They get Tennessee, who's been a real surprise in the SEC, and probably shouldn't have been because they finished at 500 with a really young roster last year. They get them in Ames. So that's another really good opportunity for them to get somebody. And I think that really that's going to be the issue. I think that even if you have that many teams, it's really hard to get through just because somebody's going to have to pick up, you know, somebody's going to have to finish last in the league. And I think that really, you know, going 7-11 and 6-12, even against a good Big 12 this year, I don't think that's going to mean enough. So I think you're going to see a couple teams just fall out based on that.
Well, we're talking right now with Chris Dobertine as we go inside the brackets. Let's jump over to our other local conference, and it is the Missouri Valley. Off to a solid start this year, Chris. I think a surprise to a lot of people because you lose Wichita. Well, how far are they going to drop? The team, though, that has built the best resume to this point is you and I, and the Panthers go into their matchup with Iowa State. They still get Xavier. That game will be at home at the McLeod Center. Do they have to win both of those games and then have a 15-3 type of record just to be in that bubble conversation, or could they drop one of these next two and still build a strong enough resume to not have to win Arch Madness?
I think that would be easier for them if they lose to Xavier as opposed to losing to Iowa State at this point. But I think it's going to be, the proof is going to be again in the pudding as to what happens, especially at the bottom of the league. And looking at the MVC right now, things are a little bit better than they have been in recent seasons, but you still got a couple of teams down there. You have, you know, Drake's been a little bit better, but they're still kind of 175, 180 in KenPom. Indiana State, you know, they got their big win right off the bat against Indiana and haven't really been solid since. They're kind of at 500. And, you know, FIU's at 5-4. Those are the types of teams that you're going to have to really worry about if they're going to drag things down too much. So I think, again, for you and I, you know, beat Iowa State on Saturday, you know, hope for the best against Xavier, but really don't take things for granted in conference play.
Let's kind of spin around then to some of the conferences. Trent and I had a quick discussion before you came on about the Pac-12 and the Pac-12 being maybe just a dreadful conference this year. Do they get 2, 3, 4 teams in? That's it?
I think they're probably going to be around 5. I don't think it's quite as bad, simply because you have Arizona State, who's playing, you know, being absolute world beaters right now. And they're really kind of surprising people. I think USC is going to come around. I think that Hawaii trip is going to be very important for them. Arizona is coming around. UCLA and Oregon are kind of be there. I think they're going to kind of be right along that cut line, and probably the same for Utah. So I think they're probably going to be 4, maybe 6. But the bottom 3 or 4 teams are probably going to be further down the seed line and probably looking at, you know, looking at wearing road jerseys in the first round.
Mention the SEC. Mention, you know, the kind of classifying how they're going to schedule the non-conference, all these things. The depth of this conference looks incredibly good right now. What's the high water mark for the SEC? Not what we normally think of as a basketball power.
No, it's been about 10 years since the SEC has been as good as they are now. And really, that required Georgia winning 2 games in miraculous fashion to get, you know, a 14 seed in an automatic bid. And I think this year it's going to be even better because, as you said, non-conference schedule, they've really hammered that, you know, playing decent games, not necessarily on the road, but in neutral situations, you know, getting away from those bottom 100 type teams, you know, getting more quality win opportunities. And I think that, you know, 7 or 8 teams are going to probably make it. I think that, you know, some of the teams, South Carolina, who did really well last year, they're 8-2, but a lot of that's just kind of based on some of the weaker teams that they played. They're not going to probably be there. I think Mississippi State 8-1. They had really the worst non-conference schedule in the league. They're not going to be there. Vanderbilt seems to be going for the same modus operandi they went with last year, where they decided to just go and, you know, schedule to the hilt and hope for the best, and that actually worked out for them. Might not work out so well this year, but I think 7 or 8 SEC teams right now, especially if the Big Ten and Pac-12 falter, those bids got to come from somewhere, and the SEC is perfectly poised to grab those.
Is there a sleeper team that you like? When I say sleeper, maybe they're not on the radar right now, but by the time we get into February, people are going, man, look at this club.
I think that Tennessee team that I brought up is one that I really am going to keep an eye on. They play North Carolina on Sunday at home, and I think that They're at 7-1 right now, and as I said, they were a young team last year. Rick Barnes is a pretty decent coach. He's very experienced. I think he's going to get them in position to challenge for the SEC title.
Good stuff. Chris Dobertine, find his work. It's bloggingthebracket.com, a part of SB Nation, and he joins us here. Chris, as always, good catching up with you. Let's do it again soon.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks a lot.
That's Chris Dobertine with us, Jimmy B. Hey, as we were talking about the SEC, something just popped in my head. Remember the big center that was at Drake, Dominic Olenichiek or whatever, however you say it? Remember him?
Yeah, I remember him, yeah.
He's back eligible after sitting out last year because of the red shirt. Averaging 3 points per game. 13 minutes, 3 points per game.
Okay.
Him around for his junior year. Drake, boy, imagine having him around, huh?
Yeah, he probably could have helped them this year.
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little bit. We come back, we talk about the team. Drake's playing on Saturday. It's the Iowa Hawkeyes. BC Divide, Derek Peck, he joins us coming up on the other side as we take you up until 6 o'clock. It's Jimmy B and TC.
News, talk, sports. Yeah, we got all that online at 1700kbgg.com.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
Sponsored by Account Temps. Tis the season for year-end projects and increased workloads. Account Temps has perfectly matched candidates that make closing out the year a breeze. Visit AccountTemps.com to learn more. Account Temps, a Robert Half company.
Every time you light a cigarette, you're taking away 5 minutes of your life. What matters most, a cigarette or your family? This is Ashley with Central Iowa Vapors, and I'm not going to beg you, but what I am going to do is let you know Central Iowa Vapors is here to save you. Stop into Central Iowa Vapors and allow yourself the freedom again. I challenge you to come in to Central Iowa Vapors and make the switch today and throw the cigarettes away. The professionals at Central Iowa Vapors are ready when you are. Visit us online at iowaesigs.com for location details. And always remember, it's not smoke, it's vapor.
Find great gifts for everyone on your list during Menards' Christmas Gift Book Sale. Get great results and tools that will last with Black & Decker. Choose from the Black & Decker 20-volt drill and sander combo kit or the drill and impact driver combo kit. Right now, both kits are your choice for only $69.99 each. Plus, give the perfect gift this Christmas with a Menards gift card. Good through December 24th. Now, during Menards' Christmas Gift Book Sale.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
Takeaway beats layaway at JCPenney. Shop now for great gifts everyone will love. For a limited time only, get 6 months special financing on qualifying in-store purchases of $100 or more after discounts with your JCPenney credit card. If you don't have a JCPenney credit card, apply for one today to get this great deal. Hurry in today. Holiday shopping just got easier. JCPenney. Offer valid 12/6 to 12/24. Must request at time of purchase. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Yes! The Johnsons don't have that inflatable musical snowman switched on tonight.
Yeah, I may or may not have accidentally on purpose cut the wires.
I love you. Alexa, play holiday music.
You're my prison.
Tens of millions of songs, one for every moment. Amazon Music Unlimited. For a limited time only, sign up today and receive 3 months for 99 cents at amazon.com/musicunlimited. Automatically renews. Cancel anytime.
The premier college basketball event in the Midwest, the Hy-Vee Classic, returns to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Saturday, December 16th, see the Iowa Hawkeyes take on the Drake Bulldogs at 1 p.m., followed by the Iowa State Cyclones and the UNI Panthers at 3:30. Tickets are available now at HyVeeTix.com, the Wells Fargo Arena box office, or by calling 844-55-HyVee. Sign up to win free tickets all week long at 1700kbgg.com.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
Back with you on a Thursday, Jimmy B and TC. We'll take you up until 6 o'clock here tonight. Still to come, we'll be talking with Ken Silverstein in the next hour. But right now, we're going to talk a little Hawkeyes with our man Derek Peck. Our conversations with Derek, presented by Murphy Tower Service, in the market for a new job. Maybe know a youngster looking for an apprenticeship program. They have a great one. Earn while you learn. MurphyTower.com with all the details as Derek joins us here on the program. Derek, what's going on?
Not too much, guys. How you doing?
Can't complain about things here. Well, BCDivide.com is the website that we've been talking about for a while with you here over the last couple of months. And you guys are making a little bit of a change, transitioning. And, well, anytime you step into a new venture, there's always changes afoot. Tell us the new direction that you guys are heading with everything that you do with your Hawkeye content.
Yeah, that's right. We are in the entrepreneurial. That's a tough word to say. In that world, we did the University of Iowa Venture School with our BC Divide concept, and we went ahead and launched the site. And we were thrilled with the response that we've received. And doing so, we've met a lot of contacts in the Des Moines area, a lot of media contacts like yourselves, and one of those was Levi with Hawkeye Heaven, and we did some work with Levi. We collaborated a little bit. Hawkeye Heaven obviously is originally was a Facebook page, Hawkeye fan page on Facebook. Monster Hawkeye fan page on Facebook has 112,000 followers, second only to the University of Iowa page itself, and just gets a ton of engagement. So. Through getting to know Levi, we partnered, and long story short, we've pivoted. We launched a new Hawkeye Heaven website on Thursday. It's hawkeyeheaven.net to go along with the Facebook page. And, basically it's the same thing, only we're dropping the Cyclones. We're dropping the Cyclone side of things. From a business perspective, it was just a no-brainer. I mean, we were building BC Divide. Everything was going well. There was nothing wrong there, but it takes time, and Hawkeye Heaven's been around for 11 years. Started out as a military thing. Levi was in the Air Force, and it was a way for Hawkeye fans, Hawkeye soldiers, soldiers who were Hawkeye fans that were deployed overseas. It was a way for them to stay up to date on their Hawkeyes, and it's just grown massively over time. And that's not something that we can replicate easily with BC Divide. It was going to take time to keep growing and to keep gaining that audience, and to have that opportunity to partner with Hawkeye Heaven and to instantly have that audience, and then also provide a lot of great content, and then immediately get it shared in front of 112,000 Hawkeye fans at no cost to us, was just a no-brainer, and it helps us fast forward things much quicker. So that's ultimately what we've decided to do. Obviously, from Cody's side of things, being the Cyclone fan, it was a little bit more difficult, but for me, it was pretty easy.
All right, then, let's get into the games that the players are playing. in your estimation, A, why do the Hawks stink right now? And B, and well, I'm being honest, they don't even have, they're not even at 500. And B, how do they fix it?
Boy, you know, I expected them to be much better than they have been this season. And you're right, they do stink right now. They, I think, you know, you got to consider the competition. I'm well aware of that. But I think we saw against Southern in the second half especially. But, you know, we saw what they need to do to fix it. And that was Luka Garza had a huge game against Southern. He had 23 points, I think, and 13 rebounds. He was a presence in that game, and he hasn't really up until this point in the season, up until that game in the season, he hasn't been able to make the kind of impact that most Hawkeye fans thought he and Jack Nungi would make coming into the season. Certainly, they were doing so in the out-of-conference games a little bit, and then, you know, during the offseason, they were putting up huge numbers in the primetime league and overseas, but that just didn't translate once the season started. And it was nice to see Luka Garza finally make an impact like that. And then, you know, Connor McCaffrey's healthy again. I know he mentioned after the game the other night that he wasn't expecting to play that many minutes. He was still building up some strength in his legs after having mono. But I was encouraged with what I saw from him. They need a steady presence at point guard. Maybe that gives Bohannon some more minutes at shooting guard, which is where I think he's better off. And then they have to have some more contributors down low other than just Tyler Cook.
They do. And you know, Kreener has battled some injuries this year. Bear was out for the first six games. Just one of those years that things have not gone well overall. And it's just, it's hard to explain it, but sometimes things go haywire. And the problem with that, as you go through and you look at it, and you know this very well, Derek, is you look at this team has dug themselves such a hole that with the NCAA tournament more or less off the board, how do you motivate a squad? How do you get these guys raring to go night in and night out when the expectation level, I'm sure, inside the locker room was, we're going to be a tournament team?
Well, I think you just have to focus on selling to them that you got to get better. I mean, you got to work on getting better. Fortunately for Fran, it's a young team. They're really not going to lose much after this season. So, you know, you sell getting better as a team and focusing on what you can do so. And then you look at what you have coming down the pipes in the future with Wieskamp and Patrick McCaffrey a couple of years out. You know, I mean, I think that these kids shouldn't need motivation. This is high-level college basketball. But you're right. It's always something that you have to be concerned about. And as far as how you do that, I mean, I guess that's why you get into the coaching profession. I hope Fran, you know, can manage to keep them motivated. But it certainly is a concern. And you know, I think you just got to focus on doing what you can to keep them together as a team and help them understand that they really, I do still 100% believe they have a core of guys who will contribute to a lot of wins for Hawkeye basketball in the near future.
I'm with you on that, but we all thought that this was going to be a NCAA team, and they have dug themselves such a deep hole that it's almost impossible now to get out of. The only saving grace is there's only a couple of really good Big Ten teams. The rest are just meandering around, just like Iowa is.
Yeah, you're right, Jimmy B. I mean, I don't think there's any way that they can make the NCAA tournament at this point, even if they went on a heck of a run in the Big Ten conference. I mean, I just don't see it. They've dropped the ball too much in the so far this season. They've lost to teams that they had no business losing to, and I don't even think it's realistic to think that they have a shot at it anymore. Right now, I think it's, can they make the NIT? I mean, I think that's a legitimate question right now. I think they, I mean, I definitely think they can. That's obviously still in the picture. But yeah, I've completely lost my hope for the NCAA tournament at this point.
Talking right now, Derek Peck from Hawkeye Heaven. He joins us on Jimmy B and TC. Derek, let's jump over to a little football before we let you go. Pinstripe Bowl, well, we weren't very excited about it when it was announced, and looks like we're not alone. 1,000 tickets sold through the university. That Hawkeye travel contingent showing that, well, they'll travel to warm weather destinations, not so much New York.
Yeah, and I'm one of them who's not going to make the trip, so I can't get up on my high horse and and judge anybody else who's not doing that because, it's just a bad time of year. Probably doesn't help that pipe bomb went off in New York not too long ago. Not that really would have changed much, but it's a tough game to get motivated to spend that kind of money to go see, especially when the weather doesn't encourage you to make that trip either. So, at least on the positive front, which I like to try to stay on, they've made a pretty good, they've done a pretty good job on the recruiting trail lately. They got Wagner from Dowling, and I didn't know for sure that they were going to get him. It sounded like for a while there that he was going to be going out of state, and then just on Wednesday they landed Calvin Lockett, a wide receiver out of Florida, at a position of need. So at least there's a positive angle I can put in the last couple weeks, right, Trent?
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Jimmy B, you got one more for Derek before we let him run?
Yeah, quickly, I just wanted you to kind of get into this. Look, they've had a bad run, meaning the Hawks in bowl games, all those consecutive losses. This is a winnable game. You see it that way against Boston College, right?
I do. Yeah, I do. I absolutely do. It's a good matchup for them, and I'm not sure we've been able to say that for a few years. So it is a winnable game, and if they don't win it, I do think that it's going to be a good game. I think Boston College has a pretty good team. I think Iowa has a pretty good team. Neither team is great. They're both pretty similar. I really think it comes down to who can establish the run better. Akram Wadley's a heck of a playmaker, so I would give the edge to Iowa there, just with his ability to make big plays himself. But whoever can establish the run is going to be able to have a little bit more success through the air. So I like Iowa's chances. I think it's a winnable game. And, boy, if they lose another one, Hawks fans are going to be in quite the tizzy.
Yes, yeah, there's no doubt. One thing to lose to Tennessee or Florida or even Stanford, it's another to lose to Boston College. Good as always talking with you. We'll do it again next week. Derek Peck from HawkeyeHeaven.net. Thanks, Derek.
Yeah, thanks a lot, fellas. Have a good night.
Derek is right. You lose this one, Jimmy B. Ooh,
mm-hmm.
The natives are going to be restless. Yep. I'm on the side right now. Until I see it, I'm still picking against the Hawkeyes in a bowl game. Until I see it, I'm taking BC. And BC, they got a pretty dynamic running back of their own in A.J. Dillon. That kid, he's a big, big load. BC, though, you thought of them, the last few years and what they have been, very stout defensively. That's not the case this year. This is not the same defensive team. Could we actually talk about a shootout? If the weather holds, you got to get to that part too, Jim, but maybe we'll see more points than anticipated?
That would be fun if that was the case. I'd just like to see points from Iowa. I'm getting tired of 3 points, which is what they've been coming up with.
Well, they scored
in recent 55. Bowl games.
Oh, bowl games. Well, that was against
Florida. Bowl games. Yeah. Bowl games. Yeah. Qualifying.
Yes.
Bowl games. Yeah, you read me loud and clear.
Uh-huh. Hey, one more Hawkeye note. Maybe we'll get into this to kick off the next hour. Rick Heller receives a contract extension through 2024. Baseball, college baseball. Look, it's not a big talker. We understand that. But when we get into May and you get into the Big Ten tournament, something fun. We've seen a couple of great runs out of that Hawkeye team. And good work for Iowa, keeping him here because, Jimmy B, there's been a lot of teams certainly that have been looking down in the South at Coach Heller, but he's going to be staying home for the foreseeable future. We'll talk about that to kick off the next hour. More to come as we take you up until 6 o'clock. Jimmy B and TC on 1700.
1700 KBGG brings you Westwood One coverage of the NFL all season long through the Super Bowl.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Trust, quality, value. Just some of the words that have been used by Wolf Construction Roofing customers to describe their experience. Wolf Construction Roofing works on residential and commercial roofing, including single-family and multifamily homes, tear-offs,
specialty roofing and gutters. Wolf Construction has grown into a roofing machine that installs and re-roofs nearly 2 million square feet of roofing each year. Wolf Construction has been given the Super Service Award from Angie's List and is accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today for your free estimate. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-216-3643. That's 515-216-3643. And online, wolfconstruction.net.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office party tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
Sponsored by Panera Bread. Get a Panera Bread gift card this holiday season. For every $50 in gift cards purchased, you'll get a $10 bonus card. For more details, visit your local bakery cafe.
The premier college basketball event in the Midwest, the Hy-Vee Classic, returns to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines Saturday, December 16th. See the Iowa Hawkeyes take on the Drake Bulldogs at 1 p.m., followed by the Iowa State Cyclones and the UNI Panthers at 3:30. Tickets are available now at HyVeeTix.com, the Wells Fargo Arena box office, any Des Moines or Ames Hy-Vee location, or by calling 844-55-HY-VEE.
Everything's great. You're humming along to your favorite holiday music, happy as can be. Having a pleasant little drive because you think you're on your way to the best deals of the holiday season. But did you check eBay? If you did, you'd know we have price match guarantee on eBay deals all season long, which means the best deals on gifts from Adidas to Samsung to Dyson, and all with free shipping. So keep humming your favorite holiday tune, but make sure to check eBay deals for the best prices all season long. eBay. Fill your cart with color.
Ready for the Iowa State bowl game in Memphis, but dreading the drive? Don't worry about it. Let Luxor Limo do the driving for you. Luxor Limo has seats available in their Prevost Luxury Coach to Memphis. Reserve your seat online today at LuxorLimo.com. That's LuxorLimo.com.
Do you need Duracell batteries this coming holiday season? Maybe not. Maybe you could trust your kids will be just as happy without them. Maybe you could trust they won't remember you as the parents who spent this Christmas morning driving to a mini mall to get the batteries you forgot while wearing a robe. Or you could just trust Duracell and buy them right now.
When you book your holiday travel with Priceline, you can save up to $300 on your flight. With savings like that, you'll have extra money to spend on better gifts for your nieces and nephews.
Look, Mom! Uncle Phil got us a drum set! Yay!
That's the sound of being a caring and generous gift giver. And when you've had enough of that gift, you can also save up to 60% on hotels. For the deals you won't find anywhere else, go to Priceline.
Express deals are different. Exact airline or hotel shown only after booking.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's